The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Someone sent us an email and they said, I refer to this as our grocery store fight. I wanted to see what you all thought as dudes.
Okay.
Referring to, obviously, me and Hot Wings and Steve, not trying to be the person's not trying to be a butt to Kelly. Tomboy, but still very much
sure.
A lady.
It's fine.
But I suspect you're going to have an opinion about this as well. And everyone else will, no matter where you are. I have Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve, wanted your thoughts on this as fellas.
Okay.
I have told my boyfriend he is no longer allowed to go grocery shopping with me, and he is seemingly angry and hurt. To be fair, I'm a little pudgy. Now, when I read this the first time, I thought, well, that's a funny line to go after that first part, yep. But it becomes pretty clear what's happening. Not bad, but I could lose a few pounds, maybe 20. But I'm not obese and I'm not fat. Okay. Last night in the cereal aisle, I grabbed a box of Fruit Loops and he said, aren't you a little old for kids' cereal? I thought he was making a joke like ball busting and I said, well, you never outgrow Toucan Sam. Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam. Mm-hmm.
Let's not get hung up on the way okay. She wrote all it. Right, just well, kidding. It's spelled yeah, fine.
We'll try.
Toucan Sam.
Okay. Yeah.
In
okay.
The chips aisle, I put some Ruffles and two bags of Tostitos in the cart. He put the Ruffles back and one of the Tostitos and said, I don't think you need all of these, do you?
Ugh. Okay. Okay.
Starting to see it. I ignored him, put the Ruffles back in the cart, and then I kept going. Then I put a 12-pack of Coke in, and he said, maybe you should try Coke Zero.
Oh, man, this guy is really shooting a shot right now, isn't he? I mean, maybe like pick and choose, like, just one thing and then like let it go.
Or maybe none things.
Yeah.
Steve.
I'm starting to think that maybe the problem isn't that you go grocery shopping together.
Might be bigger
I
than that.
I think the problem might be a bit bigger.
Yeah.
She
like says,
what you eat.
I replied, I have only had Coke my whole life and I'm not about to change now. I was starting to get annoyed. That's when he said, okay, well, this is why you're overweight. Well, I thought it was insulting before that part.
Okay. Now, if this is out of the blue, it's really bad. Do you, though, often go around complaining about your weight?
Outwings, this next paragraph means something to you.
Okay.
I stormed out of the store and I got in my car and I went home. I left him and I told him to get an Uber.
Ouch.
He replied he didn't mean anything by the comment and just said, I'm always complaining about being overweight, and he was trying to be helpful.
That's what guys do sometimes without thinking big picture. But sometimes guys are like, well, this is what you said, and I'm just being logical.
I told him he's not coming to the store anymore with me and to stay out of my business. He said I was an idiot and a jerk and childish for leaving him at the store.
I agree with that part. I agree with both of you.
You're both right.
You're both right. But also, if you complain about yourself all the time, guys are a little stupid. We mean well. I think he meant well. He's just, he did it stupid.
That might be, I think both of those statements could be very true.
Yeah.
But you got to know better.
Well, you do. And that stuff comes with acquired wisdom over time about how people react to things and what they're really trying to accomplish when they say things about themselves.
A couple texts from the audience from Nashville. He sounds like a dick. Yes, he does. From Lansing, in all fairness, Coke Zero is delicious. Agreed, my friend. We are on that train. Rachel.
As someone who I feel like I can relate really strongly here because I am someone who is a little like could stand to lose a couple pounds, but I'm not severely overweight.
Mm-hmm.
I go grocery shopping with my boyfriend quite regularly and we do the shopping together. And I will put snacks like that in my cart. And I complain about being a little overweight. I do. I feel like when you are, that's just something that happens. And my boyfriend will not make comments like that when we're grocery shopping because food is a triggering topic to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that word gets thrown around a lot. But you have to talk with him about that. If he's trying to mean well, like my boyfriend Nick will make comments sometimes when we're at home. Like, do you want to make X instead of Y because we're trying to be healthier. Like, we've had a conversation about it, and then we go grocery shopping together and whatnot.
Probably, so, yeah, like, in the aisle of the grocery store.
Yeah, in the aisle of the grocery store and taking things out of your cart while you're shopping is not okay.
Not a great plan.
It's not a great plan. No. It's very shamey. It's very embarrassing. It's something you don't do. I've been with partners who have done that to me before, and it has felt awful and has been the reason I have broken up with them. So you should talk to him before you go shopping, obviously. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is trying to help you and seeing that, like, you are unhappy and this would be a solution.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of people relating to this. This text, oh my God, this is my wife and I, complains to me many days about weight and how she's gained some weight. And then on the way home from work, she says, can you stop and get me Cadbury mini eggs or some peanut butter M&Ms?
I think for a guy, sometimes you have, like, the way our brains work, it's like you hear, if they didn't say anything about their weight, most of the time we don't notice either.
Yeah.
It's when you keep saying it and you go, oh my God, okay, well, if you keep talking about it, now you're starting to annoy me. Either do something about it or don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to complain about it and then say, now I'm going to eat a pie. You go, okay, yeah. Well, fine, great. Keep complaining to me about you.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense.
Your shape doesn't bother me. I'm already with you and like you. You looked like that when we got together. That's how I like you. It's fine. So, yeah, I think, and I think that can go both ways, too. If a woman is with a guy who constantly complains about something and then does it, it becomes fatiguing. And you go, I'm just trying to help. Jesus.
Yeah.
So I think I think Rachel's right. Maybe have kind of a conversation about, okay, this is why I felt this way. And maybe he can say, well, this is why I said this. And maybe you can, like, kind of come to an understanding. His approach was poor, and he'll realize that as time goes on.
I assume they're both younger.
Probably.
Not that older dudes wouldn't make the same mistake.
No, a lot of people never learn. Like, really never learn, but... And that goes for both sides, too. But
Kelly?
Yeah, I think if I were complaining about my weight all of the time and then they said something to me because I was buying a Coke and, you know, some junky lunch, it might hurt my feelings, but you would think it's coming from a place of help because I've been complaining about it. So there's definitely a way to say, okay, I hear you because I've been talking about this nonstop, but, like, that still hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Because I still got that pudge in those places that I don't want it.
Still self-conscious the next time things are getting down.
Yeah, but I also still want this pizza for lunch, so.
Pizza's good.
Pizza is good. Approach matters, too. Like
Garrett in Cincinnati writes, this is where the double standard kicks in. If the tables were turned, this would be perfectly acceptable.
Well, no, I think if the tables were turned, I mean, it might be, but I think it would probably hurt his feelings, too.
But I was just going to say, as a dude who could lose 20 pounds and people might not even start saying, hey, did you lose some weight? I still don't want Kayla knocking stuff out of my hands at the grocery store. You know, that would be, you know, do it at home. Make it funny.
Yeah.
But Rachel?
Also, you can have a treat when you're trying to lose weight. I just kind of want to put that out there for people. You can have a treat. It's fine. Yeah. It's not going to kill you. Like, I don't know, if you're going to go grocery shopping and you're going to get a snack, but you're trying to lose weight, it's okay to eat a chocolate bar. It's okay to have one.
Yeah. Because what I found, too, is those days, Steve and I worked with somebody, a group here, to help us kind of, like, manage our weight. Because I was fluctuating a lot. I thought it was totally normal to fluctuate like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And while it is somewhat normal, especially women when they're on their period, to fluctuate on that 5 or 6 pounds, those 10 pounds up and down, they were like, whoa. And I realized because of the schedule we're on, I would eat a lot in the morning and sit here and then have a lot of coffee and then go home. And sometimes I'd eat lunch and sometimes I'd skip it and then I'd eat dinner. So it was really just about regulating with my schedule. And then if I want a chocolate bar, I get a chocolate bar. Because if I say no to that, by the end of the night, if I'm still craving it, I'm going to eat 10 times worse and so much more because I've been putting it off all day. So
it's true,
I give into that with the understanding that, okay, well, tomorrow I might need to be a little more strict.
Right.
And it's a little more of a gentle approach on how to be how to lose weight and then how to be nice to yourself about it.
This text, it's come in, a version of this has come in from a couple of dudes, or probably more than a couple. If you don't want me to talk about it, please stop bringing it up. And I can see where that's kind of what Hot Wings is saying.
Guys are, I think, you know, I think we're sort of predestined to try to, if you present a problem to us, It's our natural desire to fix it and to help. And sometimes our approach is really bad and really poorly thought out.
That's why I don't
but
do
often
things.
The intention is good. Not for all people. Some guys are just dicks.
Yeah.
I mean, big time. Like, I get that. There are some guys like that are like I've known guys like that that I've watched like shame a woman right to her face and I go, oh, Jesus.
Because it depends.
Christ.
If he's pissed about stuff that's happened all day and he came to the store with a crappy attitude and then did that, it's a passive aggressive way of being still pissed about whatever.
Totally.
Who knows? Well, I'm glad we settled that. Everything's
anyway,
fine now.
Yeah,
we just saved men and women's relationships.
Yeah, pretty much big time.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.